Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from our epistle reading from the book of James, chapter 2, verses 1. In the NIV read, "My brother, as believing our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism." This is the word of God. Dear brother and sister in Christ Jesus, we never want to see people show any kind of favoritism. Still, we see it every day. Certain people only like their kind, dress alike, talk alike, drive a similar car, and like similar things. A female may only like those what other like her. Hard to say, but German people may only like to hang out with German people. Whether you are black, white, Hispanic, Asian, or any specific ethnic, they probably only want to hang out with their kind. At any gathering event, we will see that a particular group of male or female will only want to talk to their own kind, or only those that they know, that those they want to associate with. If you went to one of these events and no one came to greet you or talk to you, how do you feel? You probably said to yourself, "Don't they like me? How come they didn't invite me to join their group?" I'm addressing how other people are showing favoritism today in our lesson, but sometimes many of us also show favoritism without really realizing it. We don't treat others equally. For example, in the Hmong community, when an event is gathering, the man usually been invited to sit at a table while the women are left out, standing around, walking around. They just wanted to see who they can talk to. Sometime my wife and I went to some of this event, you know, Paul usually felt very uncomfortable because she felt like she's not been invited to the other lady to talk to. Because other women talk to other women they know, and sometimes you just say, "Lang, when can we leave?" While doing a short-term mission in Thailand, much of the Hmong people in Thailand still carry on the tradition of letting the man eat first, then the woman will eat after. It is not fair for the woman, but their tradition have been doing for generations. If you look at the situation like this from the outside, it shows favoritism because they divide the woman from the men. We see it in the workplace also. You will see that men get paid more for the same work that women do. Is this favoritism? Yes, women can do the same job as good as or better than men, but they get paid less because they simply are a females. We see this in the workplace, church, organization, and government. If your skin color is not like the people that are there, whether it be black, white, brown, or yellow, or not with the same ethnicity, you are likely not to get the same offer, with the same opportunity, with the same position, with equal pay and or promotion. You may say, "No, it can't be happening in today's world." Look around you, it is happening all around us. Some of you are employed way longer than others, but the position is being given to someone else because it is not that the person is more qualified than you. After all, the manager will only show favoritism to the other person more than you. We do not only see this in the workplace, but we also see this in our government. The Latin word qui pro quo means if I do something for you, then you will do something for me. In a sense, it is literally mean if I scratch your back, then you will scratch mine. If our government trusted people to do equal justice for their contractor, it is often not equally done the right way. If a business were to bid for a job, for example, fixing a road, bridges, or other way, or any other project, the contract usually go or given to the people or company that they know. The business owner usually either related to one of the manager or employees. In return, the business that got the contract will give the individual a discount or something that will benefit the person later because through the connection, they remember the quid pro quo. Christians should not show any favoritism toward any person. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ never showed bias toward any person. He did not choose only the Jews because he was born into a Jewish family. You see, during Jesus' ministry, he did not choose the Pharisee, the scribe, the teacher of the law, or those in higher authority to be on his side so that he could have their favor. Even those are in authority were against Jesus' teaching, Jesus never said anything that he would try to please them or to gain their favoritism. When Jesus sees their wrong, he pointed out what they did, it is wrong. If it is a sin, then it is a sin. He did not try to sugarcoat it or to make it look good so they don't feel too bad. The truth is the truth. And as Jesus continued his ministry, it made more of the leader angry because they thought that Jesus would help them. What they did is right in the eyes of the people. But Jesus condemned them for their wrong. Jesus loved the poor, the sick, and those who cannot help themselves. Jesus ate with sinners, heals all manner of disease. Jesus rebuked the disciple when they did wrong and praised them when they did right. Before Jesus' ascension, some believers argued that if they should go to the Gentile to proclaim the gospel or to other nations, the Jewish want nothing to do with the Gentile because Gentiles are considered to be unclean. They feel that the Messiah belonged to them only and not to other people. But the disciple correct them that Jesus is the Savior of the world. Whether you are Jew or Gentile, Jesus came to save all people. The Apostle Peter said, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism but accept from every nation the one who fear him and does what is right. The Apostle Paul writes to the Galatians, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor there is neither male and female, for you are one in Christ Jesus. So brother and sister in Christ Jesus is our example because he showed no favoritism. The Apostle Paul did not show any favoritism. So you and I, as Christian, as Christ's disciple, will not show any favoritism. We ought to accept all people, whether they are rich or poor, whatever ethnicity they are. All people are equal in God's eye. Treat all people with respect and dignity. You see, when you show no favoritism, you are following Christ's example and loving all people. You and I will show no favoritism because God does not show favoritism. All humans are sinful. Even though God called you to faith, you can't go running around and telling that you are better than those who have no faith in Jesus Christ. You can't say, God loved me more because I'm a Christian. God wants all people come to repentance and believe his son Jesus Christ. It is the only way to have salvation. Even though your faith and trust in Jesus Christ allow you to have life, you must not claim that you are better or more holy than the non-Christian. When Christian claims that God showed was more favorable to them, they don't understand God's love to all humans. God created human, but God let people make their own decision. Human cannot demand God that we are better, and God should show more favor toward us. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor or whatever ethnicity you are still a sinful human beings. Scripture writes, there is no one righteous, not even one. Even though we are sinful, God promised us that his grace saves us. Jesus came and died for all people. The Apostle Paul writes, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. God blesses everyone who call on his name and will be saved. It doesn't matter who you are or what tribe, language, and people. You will be at peace because God does not show favoritism. It doesn't matter how big a sin you have committed, repent and God promise to forgive them. God is a true God of all nations, and if you believe in any other God than Jesus Christ, you have accepted the wrong Savior of the world. Turn to Jesus. No matter what stage of life you are in, God loves you and wants you to come to his grace of forgiveness. Don't feel that God will show favoritism to others, for God does not show favoritism because he loves you and already set an example for you. Jesus came and died on the cross for the whole world. He did not die just for the righteous, for the rich, or for the Jew only. Jesus, the Lamb who take away the sin of the world, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Christ did not show favoritism to the righteous but all nations. And it is your task to go and show no favoritism to others. Continually to learn to live and to share Christ, go and don't show favoritism to anyone. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the Savior of the world, so that they may believe and be saved through his name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.